Nolte, squad member Representative Jamal Bowman addresses Dear White People. By John Nolte on December 11, 2024. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY. Who is such an awful human being? He lost his primary in a 70% Democrat district, is now addressing Dear White People. This racist, who will soon be former Representative Jamal Bowman, and whose Indian name is lies about pulling fire alarms, is angry over the fact Daniel Penny was acquitted. So he related his deep thinks on Twitter in the most racist, condescending, and narcissistic way imaginable, or exactly what we all expect from the toxic squad. Dear White People, I don't know why I feel the need to keep talking to you. I don't know why part of me still has hope for you and for us. Some of you are too far gone. But maybe enough of you aren't and will join us in fighting to end white supremacy. I just want to call out the hypocrisy and evil of it all and just continue to hope. I won't rely completely on you because I know what's most important is to work with my community and other like-minded allies in the fight for justice. But I guess I'll just offer this. I'm 48 years old and I have seen countless incidents of brutal police violence and killings in my lifetime. The first black man I saw violently attacked on camera was Rodney King. Those officers were acquitted. At this point, Bowman earned a community note because two of those four officers in the Rodney King incident were in fact convicted. On and on Bowman goes like this. George Floyd is mentioned without mentioning the universal disgust at his murder across all racial lines or the fact the police officer in question was convicted and sent to prison. Nowhere does Bowman mention the plague of horrendous black-on-black violence, which accounts for most black murders. Nowhere does Bowman mention that non-white people helped Penny restrain Jordan Neely and black people thanked Penny for protecting them from Neely. This preening narcissist then makes everything about him. I've left out probably another 100 instances of this trauma in my life. He then asks a stupid question just days after we all watched the assassination of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, a white guy. For comparison, I ask white people, how many times have you seen a white man killed in cold blood on camera on your newsfeed? I wish I didn't have to live with all of this trauma deep in my bones, he adds, sounding like a real pussy. I wish I could just be free to be me. He then closes with, R.I.P. Jordan Neely. The justice system failed you. Kyle Rittenhouse and Daniel Penny are free. You're gone. We must still fight. Well, because he was voted out of office by his fellow Democrats by a margin of 59-41%, Bowman will soon have to do his fighting and deal with his precious drama outside the House of Representatives. He'll probably go back to hiding from reality in academia. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, to Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.